Lanai recorded its first COVID cases October 20th. Just 10 days later, Lanai posted 97 positive cases. The island entered lockdown this week, and cases are decreasing. After being virus-free for 7 months, I asked Diane Preza, former teacher, born and raised on Lanai, what the community is saying about what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. On Lanai, there's all kind of talk about all kind of different things. I try not to listen to all that kind of stuff because I think for us, it's more important. It's here and we know it's here. So how are we going to move forward and work together as a community?
How about in the stores? How have supplies been?
So far, it's okay, I think. I mean, we can get what we need. You know, the two stores, I give them so much credit because, and their employees, because they work so hard in trying to keep us supplied. We don't have mail delivery to our homes, so we go to the post office. They also have their safety protocols, and it's a very small area, the office, where you pick up mail or do your business. So the line extends outside on the sidewalk and kind of into the parking lot. So I notice, like, there's always a long line.
What do you folks normally do for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Usually the kids, you know, they go trick-or-treating. Yeah, some people decorate their yards. And, you know, it all depends where the kids are growing up. So, like, a long time ago, kids grew up in the new housing side, Lalakoa. So that place was really busy. And then when we had another housing, kind of where I live, we were having kids. So that's the popular place. So I guess it depends. I don't know what's happening on Saturday. You know, so this weekend we're having another mass testing. Last week, Saturday, we had one. The Dole administration building, like there's a big parking lot. It was a drive-through. There was a lot of success with that. So they're doing it again.
Is there one place that people find out about it? Like the testing tomorrow? What?
Coconut Wireless. No. A lot through social media, you know, people send an email, blast out, and it's amazing how news gets around over here on Lanai. I think overall the sentiment is that, you know, although, you know, we don't like what's happening, and nobody does anywhere, I think, if anything, Lanaians feel a sense of community. We really do pull together as a community, and we appreciate the people that have helped us. We'll get phone calls from friends and family, hey, how are you guys doing? We heard on the news what's happening, but, you know, there's like an outpouring of support. And, you know, I know the community appreciates it.
But the hotels shut down. Does that mean people are laid off?
I don't know if laid off or furloughed, perhaps. It could be a combination. I'm really not sure. Some people are not working. And also because of the lockdown, we're trying to be careful. But, you know, hopefully, you know, things will get better and then we can move forward.
Has there been a lot of hunting and fishing going on?
Yeah, there was until this lockdown. You can still fish to feed your family and stuff. And I think there's still archery hunting, but the other types of hunting have suspended for a little bit. That's another thing is, like, you know, they share the venison. So if you don't hunt anymore or if you never did, someone will always share.
Well, that's one choice item that we'd have to pay very dearly for on this island.
Oh.
Hey, so good to talk to you, Diane, really.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your perspective.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome, Noi.
Hey, thanks, Diane. Diane Preza, born and raised on Lanai.